Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Gens Financial Services, again, 258-3688. That is area code 320, of course. Online at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com. Niles is not with us this morning. In his stead would be Kevin Bright. Good morning, sir.
Morning. How are you?
Great. Looking forward to Friday. Big opener.
Yeah.
Should be awesome. Just had some major friends of mine in studio. They've got a brand new record out. So it's fun to be able to do this kind of stuff.
Absolutely. I passed by him. I should have known Bobby V a little bit better. I could have said something, but very cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So know an awful lot about Social Security. We're going to get into the Secure 2.0 Act. But we should probably talk a little bit about the upcoming schedule of workshops. It might be right there in front of you. If not, I can pull it up over here. We'll get to that here in just a moment. But let's do this. Let's talk about that Secure 2.0 Act, Kevin. Is this like brand new when it comes to these changes with 401ks and IRAs and Roths and other retirement savings plans?
Technically, yes. The 2.0 is new. They've been kind of messing around with the Secure Act for a couple of years now, dating back to, I believe it was 2018, 2019 time. But yeah, they presented it, and then they came out with more changes. And of course, we've, you know, on the planning side of things, we've seen changes pretty much every year in regards to 401ks and IRAs and amounts, Social Security tax limit, you know, many different things. So every January, you know, Niles and I sit down and go,
yeah,
what's new and what's changed? What's the new dollar amount? Because it is a moving target for us. It's not always set in stone.
And Kevin, why is that so important that you guys stay on top of this stuff all the time? How does it affect people's retirement plans?
Well, absolutely. I mean, for one, we got to know the limits. You know, if somebody's funding an IRA, Roth account, or even a 401k, we got to know how much they can technically put in for that year. And also, if we know the limits and we're in that tax window, and it's already passed now on the 15th.
Yeah.
But technically, you know, before April 15th, let's back up a few weeks, you could technically add in a little bit more to last year's IRA and still do your this year's for 2024.
Gotcha.
The big reason for that is if you're doing a traditional IRA, which is not taxed at the time you're putting the money in, it's taxed later on, that can bring down your taxable income for the year. And so if you have a higher earning year or you had more bonuses at work, that's one way to look at it and go, how do I, you know, figure out my tax bill and bring it down? Funding IRAs, one of them, you know, and then also for like Roth IRAs too and 401ks, you know, if you want to add in and boost that retirement outlook, that's a way to do it as well. And going back to the limitations, you know, we want to make sure people aren't getting penalized for, for overdoing an account or adding into an account they're not supposed to technically. So we want to avoid those penalties and know how to play within our sandbox, so to speak.
Exactly.
And for us as planners, it helps us zero in on here's what we can do for this space and then look at other areas as well for funding these things.
How deep do you guys go into this type of stuff when you do your workshops, or would this be more of a come on in and sit down, let's talk about this?
That's a great question. I mean, we dive in just a little bit and talk about maybe what bumped up or changed or what the penalty looks like, but we don't go all the way in because you start going down the rabbit hole of this and people get lost and confused. And we want to make sure we keep it to a point where everybody can understand, whether you're, you know, seeing us in person, an event, hearing us on the radio here.
Right.
And then when you come in and we look at your specific plan, we section off what works for you and what we should pay attention to.
And like Niles always says, you can have 20 people in the room and all 20 of them are different.
Exactly. Right? Everybody's situation's different, and that's typically how we start off all of our events. And, you know, just talk about that. Last week when I was at my Social Security event, you know, it's everybody's got questions, everybody's got different takes on it, but what we come back to is what works best for you and your family.
Yep.
What's going to make the most sense, and that's what we have to go off of.
Kevin Bright is in for Niles Gens, AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. By the way, he talked about the Maximizing Social Security event. We're going to get to those in just a moment, but the schedule of events looked like this. The retirement dinner seminars, the opportunities that you have to sit down and listen to Niles talk about everything that you need to know. Coming up at the Holiday Inn on the 29th from 6 until 7:45. Folks, and when we say 6 o'clock, that is exactly the time that they start. Now, that is on the 29th as well. There's another one at the Poor Wine Bar and Bistro from 6 until 7:45, again on the 29th. That, of course, is down in Otsego. And then on the 30th of May, again, 6 to 7:45, Old Brick House, downtown St. Cloud. And how do you get up to be a part of these things? You dial 258-3688. You can also reply online at GensFinancial.com. Let's jump up to the month of June. There is a Maximizing Social Security event at the St. Cloud Public Library in the Bremer Room. That one's probably long gone, sold out too, huh?
There's a few spots left. Okay. We had such a big interest, or I did with the first couple Social Security events, and this is actually what I would call an overflow booking. There's so much interest, I wanted to fill up a room again, so this is another opportunity to come learn about Social Security. You know, again, we're not going to dive into each specific situation, and this is in regards to retirement, not Social Security disability. There's a lot of good stuff that I cover, and I'll actually be running the May 30th event at the Old Brick House.
Oh, nice.
Niles will be running the one at the Holiday Inn on the 29th, so multiple different ways to see our team and hear from us. Let us know, like you said, on the website, call us. Whatever works best for communication.
You bet. Also, June 4, retirement dinner seminar at Rockwoods Grill, again down in Otsego. That is only about maybe a 40-45 minute drive.
Yeah, and Roger will be running that one. Okay. So he's another advisor with us, and he takes care of the Elk River area now, so I'll be up here in St. Cloud.
Very good. Now, we started this conversation. Oh, by the way, reach out to Gens Financial Services, 258-3688. You do not have to attend a workshop to set up an appointment. 258-3688, but I would recommend that you do both, actually, online at GensFinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, GensFinancial.com. Kevin Bright in for Niles Gens right now. And Kevin, we were talking about the Secure 2.0 Act, a summary that you have here, some new retirement plan rules that you need to know, also known as changes. And how deep do we need to go in this, or would you rather have folks set up an appointment to come on in and talk with you guys about this?
Well, I'll say both. I'll cover a little bit high level with some of this stuff. So the Secure Act, the big things that involves the RMD age changed again.
Required minimum distribution.
Required minimum distribution.
Okay.
So that changed once again and bumped up to age 73. There's higher 401k catch-up contributions. So for those of you that are 50 and older and looking to put more into retirement, this is a way to do it. And also under 50, the limits to add into a 401k bumped up as well. I'll talk about that. Automatic enrollment, what that means, emergency withdrawal, and 529 rollovers. So let's talk about that RMD once again.
Okay.
Used to be 70 and a half. Everybody recognized that for a long time.
Sure.
And then they bumped it up to 72 starting in 2019. And so that kind of confused everybody, saying, well, do I need to do this or do I need to wait? No, we wait until age 72 now. And then just last year, they bumped it to age 73. Why they keep doing it, we're not totally sure. Basically, from what we're seeing, it's giving giving people a chance to continually fund these without having to take a distribution out.
Sure.
Maybe before they want to.
Well, one gentleman told Kiplinger, most older adults cannot afford to wait until age 72 to take their RMDs, let alone age 75. That would be Paul Cammie, vice president and senior financial advisor at the Wealth Alliance. He mentioned that to Kiplinger. Mm-hmm. I can see where that would be a problem.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would say people are most likely taken out of your IRAs, 401ks. And we talk about RMDs, required minimum distributions. That's in relation to accounts that have not been taxed yet. That's okay. The big thing to look at. So your Roths, your Roth 401ks, those do not require minimum distributions because those are taxed as they go in. So different conversation there.
So inherited IRAs, the IRS, again, delaying the implementation of IRA required minimum distribution final rules, this time until 2025, it says.
Yeah, and this has been definitely a gray area. They did put a rule on inherited IRAs. If the person that passed starting 2019 up until now, there's a 10-year rule. And you had 10 years to basically exhaust the account, pull the money out, whether it's all right away, chunks over time, or right at the last closing bell, however you wanted to do it, that didn't apply before. You can kind of sit on these and take money out as you want. Because, again, when you have an inherited IRA, it is taxable and it is counted as earned income for yourself, even though it was somebody else's IRA that you inherited.
Gotcha. Folks, you can see this whole thing is quite a conundrum, quite a tangled mess, which is why the importance of making the phone call, 258-3688, and going online also to GensFinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, GensFinancial.com. Kevin writes in for Niles Gens today, talking about the new Secure 2.0 Act and the changes there. Do we still need, are there a couple more things you want to get to here?
Yeah, I was just going to bring up this last point because I get this question a lot. What's the penalty if I don't take the RMD out, if I just decide I don't want to pay taxes on the account? Well, it used to be a 50% penalty plus some interest from the IRS. Now they, with this new change, is 25%.
Okay.
So they felt like they're going to soften the blow a little bit, but still, you don't want to pay a 25% penalty by forgetting to do this. And like you mentioned, you know, with these studies, most people are taken out of their accounts by age 73.
Yeah.
And if you're not already, what we do with our clients is set up an automatic withdrawal. So every year around the same time, you get a check coming out. Let's say it's about roughly about 4% to start, goes up after that. But you know, there's an opportunity if you wanted to pay taxes early and avoid these RMDs.
Sure.
You do those Roth conversions. That's a different conversation. But we want to make sure this RMD is taken care of.
It really illustrates the point, folks. You need to reach out to somebody that knows what's going on. And 1-800-WHO-CARES, I don't know you, is probably not the way to go.
No, you want to have somebody you can sit down with, whether it's in person or over a phone call, and just make sure that your plan is on track. And we're not paying additional penalties on any of this stuff. And there's different layers to it, especially we're in it's technically the largest wealth transfer we've ever had in history.
You know, you stop to think about that. There are a lot of people that are going to be giving a lot of money to the next generation.
Correct.
And that transfer of wealth, whew, like you said, the largest ever, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And as this starts happening more and more, you don't want to drop the ball and have to give up some of that that maybe mom or dad or grandpa had set up for you. You want to make sure that you're taking care of it and using it wisely. So a couple other things here with the 401k, let's talk about the contributions bumped up, and they also actually added an automatic withdrawal enrollment, I should say. So what that means is if you're at your employer, whether or not you've started your 401k contributions or you haven't yet, they're now automatically signing people up starting 2025, or companies can, to basically push you into starting funding retirement.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a great thing. Niles would agree with me there. But basically, it's just pushing people to say, all right, quit procrastinating, start putting some money in, whether it's a little bit at a time or you're doing the full funding for the 401k limits. But if your company offers it, they typically have a match too.
Sure.
At least take advantage of that match. Do not go anything under it. If it's 3%, at least hit that 3.
So if you're a small business owner, this is a big deal for you because it helps, right? In addition to helping small businesses attract and retain employees, the tax advantages are there for those people.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you save, again, some taxes there by funding these things.
Mm-hmm.
It pushes you into getting set up for retirement. And, you know, if you haven't set up retirement yet, definitely get on it. It's not too late. We have people that are in their 40s and 50s that are just starting out getting ready for retirement. Everybody's a little bit different, but that's where those catch-up contributions really come into play.
This is kind of interesting to me. With some exceptions for small businesses, Secure 2.0 requires 401k and 403b plans to automatically enroll eligible participants. They're kind of trying to force people to start saving their money.
Yep.
But you can opt out of that, though, if you want to.
You can. So basically, they're going to sign you up, and you can say, I don't want to start doing it. I would highly recommend really taking a second guess there. And
it's free money.
And yeah, it's free money on the table, and it's a good way to position yourself for retirement when you want to and make sure you have dollars put away.
Okay. Can you explain the catch-up contribution thing?
Yes. So once you're 50 and older, they allow a little bit more that you can put into your 401k. We're talking about here, or could be an IRA.
Okay.
The reason they do that is they say, well, people are now in that second half of really pushing to get ready for retirement. Let's allow them to put more into these accounts and really get after it so they can have a comfortable retirement when they're ready.
Very good. I wonder, you know, if you look 20 years from now, if the Fed is looking down the road 20 years from now, if they are doing that for the benefit of the government, so you don't have as many people going, help.
You know? Definitely a mix of that. But also, I mean, you look at what's the average Social Security check, about 1800 now.
It's not
is 1800 a month really going to make sure you're comfortable?
There's no way.
And I'm not just saying get the groceries, pay the bills. I'm talking about if you wanted to travel, you wanted to go see relatives across the states, maybe you're an avid outdoorsman or a golfer. You know, maybe it's wanting to gift or help the kids or grandkids out with education expenses.
Yep.
There's many different things that go into the conversation. And that $1,800 a month, especially with where inflation is at still, it's very tough. So, yeah, they're pushing this because they want people to have plans A, B, and C ready to go outside of that and other places to lean on. And one other thing I'll mention on the 401k while we're on it, emergency expense distributions. So that started this year under the 2.0. You can technically take an emergency distribution from your 401k. It's up to $1,000, and it won't be subject to that 10% penalty. So again, in emergency situations, it has to qualify. I haven't seen one done yet, but I believe they're going to ask for what kind of proof this emergency is.
Like a medical thing?
Like
or
a medical deal. I don't have the details in front of me on exactly what that entails, but ask your HR, ask your 401k provider on it and see what that entails. But
boy, that's brand new, isn't it? Yeah.
Brand new thing there. Yeah. Up to $1,000, avoid the 10%.
So is all of this just a direct reflection of the economy? These changes?
Yeah, I think it's studying the marketplace of the last couple decades of what people need and what might help, you know, like the emergency thing or automatic enrollment.
Yeah.
And also looking at the economy and what the rates of retirement are and what people are retiring with. Like I said, moving goalposts. These things will continue to move around. I imagine there'll be more changes next year post-election. So we'll continue researching and doing everything we can. The best thing I can recommend is whether you're sitting down with us or your financial advisor to talk about this is get on our email.
Mm-hmm.
We send email blasts about these specific things. We try and keep it in layman's terms as simple as possible and cover one topic at a time. So it's a weekly email at this point. I believe we have like 15,000 people on it now, some that are clients, some that are not. But it's a great way to read up on this and get a, you know, down to the fact and see this stuff and know different views on it. It's just straight to the point.
I'll tell you the thing that I would appreciate the most, I think, and I'm not a client of Gens Financial Services, but the thing that I really appreciate about you guys is that automatic deal on the calendar that takes care of all of this stuff. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about a penalty, you know, because it's automatically being done.
Yep. That's important. I mean, because we're obviously busy during the day to day too. So we're trying to help as many people as we can, but we want to, if we can automate this kind of stuff and make sure that, Bob and Joe are getting their their 401k RMD coming out, every day and every September 1st, that's a good way to be because we know it's taken care of. They know it's taken care of, avoiding penalty there as well. If you're already pulling out of these accounts, I should mention, you don't have to take an RMD on top of that if it satisfies that dollar amount. So if your dollar amount's already coming out that takes care of that RMD, you don't have to take one on top of that. Just want to be clear on that.
But there are a lot of catch-up provisions in here, aren't there?
Yeah, Roth catch-ups as well. So more and more employers are offering Roth catch-ups. This one, it's a little bit interesting, but if you're at least 50 years and older and you've earned $145,000 or more in the previous year, you can make catch-up contributions to your employer-sponsored 401k. Once in a while, this comes up and it works out, but it's an option out there. It's kind of one in the back pocket. It's not really one we typically lead with.
Kevin, here's a question that is kind of out of left field here. But again, I want to go back to why these changes may have been made and a statement that you made earlier that this we're about to see the largest transfer of wealth to the next generation, right?
Right.
I wonder if the Fed knows and they see that, yes, people have been saving money, but not nearly enough. So they're kind of forcing this to happen now. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they look at that group of 50-year-olds and say, oh, you guys didn't do your due diligence and didn't save enough money. We're going to try to make that happen.
That's definitely part of it. And we'll talk about that here in a little bit about generations now. Now we're getting to the Gen X starting to retire.
Right.
Millennials and Gen Z,
right.
Be a little bit further to go. But the pensions aren't there.
Right.
People used to be able to retire, work your 30 years, retire, have Social Security and a pension from your company. And now, unless you're with the state or federal side of things, typically you have a 401k, a 403b, simple IRA SEP in front of you to use. And now you got to figure out how to make this thing last.
Right. And I bet most people have not had the education, whether it be in grade school, high school, post-secondary ed, to figure all of this stuff out, which is why Gens Financial Services is there.
Correct. That's why we're here to help.
258-3688 is their telephone number, online at gensfinancial.com. Folks, there are workshops that are coming up. We, again, will get to that after we get to the news. But Kevin, before we take this break, how about the student loan match? This is, to me, really, really interesting. Employer fund matches for student loan payments. What's that all about?
This is another good one I'm a big fan of. So as the student loan, we'll call it the crisis out there, everybody yep. knows about it. As people have loan payments out there, now employers, what they can do, if you make a payment to your student loans, they'll make a matching payment into the retirement account. Really cool. You take care of a loan and you start funding your retirement account. Because before people go, I can't afford doing both.
Yeah.
And now they're allowing the employer to step up and do so. And I believe there's some tax incentives in the back end for the company, but helps the little guy out.
You yeah,
pay loans
sure
and make contributions at the same time. Pretty cool place to be in.
Boy, I guess so. So make your student loan payment and you will get an additional contribution.
Absolutely.
Like that. How about, do you want to keep going here? We've got about just under a minute, this 529 Secure Act Roth IRA, or should we put that one on the table for a
moment? Yeah, I can cover that quick, and I know we got to get to the news. So 529s, this is regards to college funding and now also some high school funding too. Okay. So what people would fund these for is for children's expenses, or you could do it for a family member, and anybody could add into it up to a certain limit. Now what they're saying is there's a rollover option that started this year. If that child or person did not use up all the funds in there or didn't go to a post-secondary, you can roll that into your own Roth IRA.
Kevin Bright in for Niles Gens, Gens Financial Services, 258-3688, online at gensfinancial.com. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI, good morning. 837, Niles Gens not in studio with us today. Instead, Kevin Bright. And if it's okay with you, Kevin, I'm going to run through the workshop schedule real quick here.
Absolutely.
All right. First of all, retirement dinner seminars. They start promptly at 6 p.m. Do not be late. The Holiday Inn here in St. Cloud on the 29th. There's also one on the 29th at the Poor Wine Bar and Bistro. That is down in Otsego. There is also another seminar coming up on the 30th. That'll be at the Old Brick House here in St. Cloud. Another retirement dinner seminar coming up on the 4th of June at Rockwood's Grill in Otsego. And at the St. Cloud Public Library, you're going to dive deep into maximizing Social Security. Kevin, you'll be leading that discussion?
Yeah, it's the third one I've done this year so far. We'll have another one, or that's the fourth one we'll do, and then run some more later this year, but that's specific Social Security.
So I ask Niles every time if he's surprised at the interest in Social Security, and it has to be a direct reflection of where we are economically, huh?
Well, yeah, people are understanding that I'm not just going to, you know, pull the lever at 62. I'm going to, you know, step back and analyze a little bit and make sure that works for me. Sometimes it does, but sometimes it pays off, and the amount of hundreds of thousands of dollars to wait at least till your full retirement age, if not till 70, if you can.
Nobody ever thinks about retiring when they're young.
No.
You know,
it's not. I mean, people always joke about retiring early, but you really don't start focusing on it until, you know, 10, 15 years out type of thing.
I was certainly in my 50s before I really hey, Bob, you're going to start growing up one of these days. You better start thinking about that kind of stuff. Kevin, where did we leave off when we were talking about the Secure 2.0?
Yes, I just had a few things I want to touch on. One thing they're offering, this is down the road, 2027. They're offering a non-refundable credit called a Savers Credit for some IRA retirement plan contributions with a federal matching contribution that's deposited in your IRA retirement plan. So this savers match, it's going to be 50% of an IRA retirement plan contribution up to $2,000 a person. Again, this is not till 2027. So this is something that could change yet again, but it is something they mention here. Two other things. So part-time employees with Secure Act. This is another big positive. So before you had to be a full-time employee to start funding the retirement plans at work.
Yeah.
Now with this change, they're offering part-time employees to be able to start doing the same. It's going to be different from place to place, but if you're a part-time employee or you have multiple part-time jobs, you might have multiple opportunities at funding retirement to get started. And then lastly here on this topic, lost 401ks. You'd be surprised how many people I sit down with.
The zombie accounts.
The zombie accounts that are hanging out. Maybe they don't have your updated address and phone number to contact you, and you had that old job for a long time and didn't know you're funding it. And there's money sitting there. You absolutely need to get on track with these things. Because
how do you find them, though?
There's actually a database you can do research on. You can go in and look up your name, and it'll show you all the ones out there. So there's a bunch here, just St. Cloud, for example, in that database. And it's very surprising. We sometimes run into people that have since passed, and their beneficiaries had no idea it's out there. Eventually they find out, hey, there's $100,000 sitting there that we're looking to pay out as a company, because otherwise we don't know what to do with it. We can't technically move it.
First of all, after you pick yourself up off the floor when you find out it's not a scam, wouldn't you? I mean, come on, folks. This could be money sitting out there.
Absolutely. I mean, I've had multiple people in the last couple months that, we go through what we call our fact finder. It's kind of a get to know you form.
Right.
And talk about old jobs. What are you currently doing? But what did you do? And how many different career changes have you had?
Yeah.
And have you located or double checked to make sure each one of those you did not put in money in? And, sometimes they get a, no, I don't think I did. And then we end up just calling them out of the blue, and just because I'm curious, I want to double check.
Sure.
It takes 10 minutes. And yeah, we've located $100,000 a couple times already this year. And it's like,
wow.
Whoa. Okay. There's some money to play with. And I had no idea. Yeah.
100 large. That would be kind of cool to get that notification. All right. Should we move on to the mistakes that some millennials and Gen Zs and maybe some Gen Xers could avoid anyway?
Yeah. And this goes back to that topic. You could highlight on this page the pension plan argument.
Right.
Like I said before, it used to be you'd work 30, 40 years, retire. You had Social Security in front of you. You had the pensions in front of you. And then you had your savings. You had technically your three legs to retirement. Well, what's shortened up on those things to make this stool not steady? Well, that pension's gone away.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you're looking to go, well, I have Social Security here still. How am I going to figure out what's going to replace that pension? That's where the 401k, the 403b, the IRA are going to have to fill in. And you're going to make sure you create an income plan out of that. And what I highly recommend is looking at something with either a guaranteed income or an income option for a set number of years, something that is going to help fill that void. And that's one of the big things that come up. As we're looking at Gen Z's now starting retirement, they're the first generation that to truly retire without this pension plan conversation. And so the stats that we're seeing is it's pretty scary right now. And that's why go back to those catch-up contributions.
Yeah.
They're pushing this and forcing people to start doing more of it because they're nervous that with Gen Z starting to retire without these pension plans to lean on, they might be in some trouble. A big thing that we see more of coming up here.
I love numbers, right? Mm-hmm. How Gen X retirement accounts stack up. The National Institute on Retirement Security reported the average balance in 2020 for private retirement accounts among working Gen Xers, $129,994.
Right.
Okay.
When we're talking private, this is not including Social Security.
Right.
So there's money to live on there, but there's not a lot of it in the average. And that's where we need to figure out a really good game plan to make sure you're not completely out of money here because, the retirement now is 20 to 30, 40 years.
40% had nothing.
Right.
Think about that. 40%. The Schroeder's 2023 U.S. Retirement Survey, 61% of non-retired Gen Xers are not confident in their ability to achieve a dream retirement. The dream retirement, I think, is so different for so many people, Kev.
Yeah.
But, what is a Gen Xer's dream? I don't know. Do they want the jet? Do they have to have the yacht? I'm not sure.
It's different for everybody. Some people want the yacht. Some people want the cabin in the woods. It really depends on what you like to do. And that's something we ask all people that come and see us. It's outside the X's and O's here. What makes you happy?
Yeah.
Do you want to be traveling? You want to be on the lake somewhere? Do you want to be golfing at multiple different areas around the states? It's different. And we need to make sure that fun bucket we talk about has money in it. And that's part of this that we're talking about here. We need to make sure there's money in there so you can do the things you want and not sit at home all day and watch Netflix.
You can't do that the rest of your life.
Right.
It just won't work.
It won't work. And you can't be golfing every day either. People tell me that all the time. Like, I'm going to go 7 days a week. It just doesn't necessarily work. You get burnt out.
Okay. Shall we turn the page? Where are we?
Yeah. So we talked about just not saving enough. Over more than half of people, Gen X related, are not confident in their ability to retire comfortably and live that dream. But this goes back to, you know, taking advantage of those catch-up contributions, getting on that budget we always talk about, because that's really going to turn the course here and make sure we're not spending too much on Amazon, we're not spending too much on cable services, whatever it may be.
Gen X reporting the average they will need roughly $1.1 million to retire comfortably, yet they expect to stop working with only about $660,000 saved. That's a gap.
There's a gap, and the inflation conversation is not helping this. So hopefully that changes soon. I know there looks like they're aiming at September to change some rates, but we'll see.
Yep.
I thought it would already happen in January this year. But yeah, that all these things take into account, and you know, throw in here outside of inflation and all of that, what if the stock market takes a dive?
Yeah, what if you tank?
There's no guarantee that thing's going to remain up. I mean, we've been bouncing around. It's been volatile. That's another piece to this. You got to make sure your accounts are weatherproofed in some way, shape, or form, too.
And that's what you guys do really well.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to make sure your risk level is appropriate, number one.
I said this to Niles last week, and this is how the stock market works. Somebody loses money, but somebody makes money every time.
Correct.
Right? So that's how you hedge your bets, right?
Somebody's winning, somebody's losing.
Yeah.
I mean, not everybody jumps into the stock market game or mutual fund game and comes out a winner.
Right.
I mean, it's surprising, but you can't have 90% of your stuff sitting paying attention to stocks.
Yeah.
Got to have, maybe it's some bonds, could be CDs, could be an annuity, could be ETFs, but you got to have something that balances that out.
Okay, so we probably scared the bejeepers out of a bunch of Gen Xers right now. What can we do to let them sleep at night?
Well, definitely you got to take action now.
Yeah.
If you feel like your retirement plan is not in control or spinning out of control or just not there, you got to sit down with somebody and figure out what can I be doing. And the first thing we're probably going to talk about is how much are you spending? What's your income? What's money going in versus money going out? What's that budget conversation look like? And if you have not considered it, that is the number one thing that's going to help right the ship and make sure you can start throwing every penny you can into some sort of retirement area or just saving more money in general. Get yourself better set up.
Kevin, again, people need to attend your seminars, your workshops. You do not have to do the seminar or the workshop in order to set an appointment at Gens Financial Services. But the most important thing you can do is reach out, 258-3688. Go online at gensfinancial.com. Make those appointments. Let's get things moving in the right direction.
Yeah, and again, it's all complimentary. So when you come see our team, we don't charge you to sit down or even build out a plan. It's going to take a few times sitting down together. And what I always tell people, if you're sitting down with somebody in this industry and they're trying to sell you something in the first hour they meet you, I wouldn't go there.
Well, and just in closing, history has a habit of repeating itself, but it does not have to. May the challenges that Gen X faces spur the next generations to save more, invest well, and better enjoy the fruits of their labors before time and then money runs out, right?
Yeah, I mean, a couple things. This is it still affects the Gen Xers, but you know, we're getting the Millennials and Gen Z.
Sure.
Max out those contributions, whether it's 401k at work, maybe it's a mix of 401k up to the contribution, plus a Roth IRA outside of them. Very heavy on Roth IRAs right now because people understand I can pay taxes at today's rate, not what Uncle Sam tells me 10 years from now.
Right.
Save money, obviously, on the side. Have that savings account built up. 3 to 6 months of savings in there for emergency.
HSAs
here as well. Those are specific to cover medical needs. You know, I used to be a contacts where I use my HSA all the time for that. When I got LASIK last year, again, use my HSA for that to help pay for that surgery. And then also look at hiring a professional.
Yep.
If you feel like you're doing well in your career and you have some money that you want to start tucking away into accounts and you're not quite sure what to do, look to hire an advisor, whether it's with us or somebody in the community. because that's what's really going to help push us along.
Gens Financial Services online at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com. And again, that phone number, 258-3688. Kevin Bright, thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gens Financial Services.